Welcome to Enthroned Life, the pulpit ministry of Pastor Gary Smith from Fort Worth, Texas. For more than three decades, Pastor Gary has been encouraging people to know, love, and serve God. 2 Peter 1:3 says, "Do you want more and more of God's kindness and peace? Then learn to know Him better." This is the heart of true Christianity. When we know God, we will love Him, and when we love God, we will serve Him. Let's listen to today's message.
What motivates me in my preaching assignment is to deal with subjects and themes that I feel are critically necessary for Christians to understand if they are going to live an overcoming life. And I want to tell you something, church. God is vitally concerned that every one of us live an overcoming life. He doesn't want us to just go through stumbling through life, just observing a religious, meaningless routine. He wants us to be overcomers. He wants us to be victorious in our daily walk with Him. A number of years ago, God made it very clear to me that the Christian life is a by grace, through faith arrangement. And He told me then, He said, "You are going to be preaching a lot over the next few years on these two words, grace and faith." Because if Christians do not understand these two words, grace and faith, there is absolutely no way that they are going to be victorious in their Christian life. And so sometimes I think about you, and I think some of you have been listening to me for 30 years, and I think they have heard everything that I've preached. There's nothing new that I could share with them, but that's not the issue. God said this subject is needed to be repeated ever so often. How many of you parents, you know what I'm talking about. You need to reemphasize things to your children as they're growing up. Amen? And so tonight, I want to begin a new series. We ended the series on freedom last week. And tonight, I want to go back to one of my favorite subjects. And I believe God directed me to do this. When he first impressed me to do it, I really wasn't. I said, "Lord, they've heard me preach that subject so much." He said, "Well, okay, preach what you want to. You won't preach what you want to. You won't preach what I want you to." And I said, "Okay, God, you've got my attention. But I want to talk about faith. We'll talk about grace later, but I want to talk about faith." I don't know. I could literally spend the rest of the year on the subject of faith. But we are saved by grace. Grace is His part. Faith is our part. By grace, through faith. And as I was thinking about this subject, I thought about some pictures that Jason shared with me recently. He shared it with several of us who were at the table. Most of you know that Jason produces television programs for different people. And a couple of years ago, he was called to produce a TV show for a lady down in San Antonio, Texas. And he didn't really know anything about this couple. He knew they were very wealthy. And she wanted him to drive down on a Friday and produce her show there in her home. But he had no idea that she lived in a mansion, a literal mansion. I mean, I'm talking about mansion. And he was showing us pictures of this house. Both this lady and her husband, who was a multimillionaire, both of them have passed away. And now they've got this house up for sale for over $4 million. And he was showing us the real estate pictures of this house. And I have never in my life seen any more beautiful home than I saw in these pictures of this house. And I began to look at that and I thought, you know, That's a picture of the Christian life. That's a picture of what God has in store for every believer. And here I begin to think along this line. Visualize the Christian life as a large stately mansion with several rooms. And the builder welcomes you into this new home, explaining that everything in the house is yours to enjoy. He places in your hands several keys, and he says, of all these keys, one is the master key. And the master key will open every door in this house. And he leaves you standing in the foyer. Well, how many of you know you don't want to stand in the foyer? You want to get into the rooms and enjoy living in the mansion. So I'm standing in the foyer, and I look across the foyer, and there's a door marked Answered Prayer. And I decide I want to go through that door and see what's on the inside. I walk over to the door, and I reach down in my pocket, and I pull out a key, and this key says, doing your best. And I put it in the door lock and turn it, and nothing happens. So I lay that key aside. I see the next room. The next room is titled Daily Victory. So I reach in my pocket and I pull out a key. And this key is labeled Religious Activity. And I turn it in the lock and nothing happens. It didn't fit. So I begin to look into my pocket and I see a key titled Sincerity. And it was useless. So I saw one that says Tithing. I said, oh, that's it. That'll get me in the door. Turned the key. Still nothing happens. And then I'm reminded, there's one key in the group that is the master key. And that master key is titled Faith. Faith. If you'll use that master key, it will get you into every room in the mansion. And that's the way it is in the Christian life. Putting it in the door, the doors begin to open immediately. And that is the greatest discovery of my life. Faith is the master key of the Christian life. It is the identifying mark of the Christian. It is interesting to me that in early Christianity, the one word that they used to describe Christians was the word believers. They called them believers. They were called believers before they were called Christians. Now the question I have for you tonight, are you a believer? That's what we're going to talk about. Let me take a text found in John chapter 6 and verse 29. This is a verse that not too many people have read and really underlined in their Bible. But it's one of the most important verses in all of the Word of God. Here's what it says. This is the work of God, that you believe in Him whom He has sent. This is the work of God. Not sincerity, not religious activity, not tithing, not doing your best, not praying harder. This is the work of God, that you believe in Him whom He has sent. To believe is our chief duty and the fountain from which all others flow. Did you know that the Word of God indicts unbelief as the supreme evil and the source of all other evils. It was unbelief that led Eve to succumb to the devil's tempting voice in the garden. It was unbelief that locked the doors of the promised land against Israel for 40 years. Men are lost tonight, not because they lie, cheat, and steal, and drink, and do drugs. They are lost because they do not believe. You will go to hell for one sin, and it is the sin of unbelief. All of these other words that we describe sinners with are just symptoms of a deeper root problem, and the deeper root problem is failing to believe. Did you understand that unbelief tied the hands of Jesus in his hometown? He could not do many miracles, even though he was the Son of God, even though he had the ability to raise the dead, even though he had seen marvelous miracles in his ministry. He could not do many miracles because of their unbelief. Recently, I reread some verses that I believe are essential for us to have in our understanding. Something remarkable in the Scripture. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4 says, "The just shall live by faith." Romans chapter 1 verse 17 says, "The just shall live by faith." Galatians chapter 3 verse 11 says, "The just shall live by faith." Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38 says, "The just shall live by faith." Four times the same statement. When God says the same thing four times, I get the idea He's trying to tell us something. Amen? He is. He's trying to tell us that the just shall live by faith. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to underline that word live. You see, not only are we saved through faith, but we live by faith. God wants you and I to live the same way we entered into this faith life. He wants us to live. What caused us to become Christians? Our religious duty, our religious performance? No, we believed. And because we believed, we were adopted into the family of God. Because we believe, we were transformed out of a kingdom of darkness into a kingdom of light. Because we believed, we became a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away, and all things became new. And He says, that is the way you begin the Christian life, and that's the way I want you to live the Christian life. Can I give you a verse tonight that you need to underline in your Bible? 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith. Let me go to Galatians 2:20. "The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God." Everywhere I look, the key issue for Christians is faith. 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 We're saved by faith. We're healed by faith. We're blessed by faith. God wants us to live by faith. Faith is the master key of the Christian life. success in the Christian life is measured by faith. In John chapter 9, verse 29, here's what Jesus said. Be it unto you according to your faith. All of our failures, hear me tonight, church, all of our failures are failures in faith. God wants this message to get down into our spirit. And He wants us to look into His Word and study His Word so that we become saturated with the importance and the role of faith. I want to just go through just a repertoire of scriptures tonight to show you the importance of faith in a Christian's life. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. It's by faith that we please Him. Without faith, I don't care how much you pray, I don't care how much you give, I don't care how much you attend church, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Mark 9:23, all things are possible. All things are possible. You know what that word all means in the Greek? It means all. All things are possible to him who believes. Do we comprehend that? Are we grasping that tonight? It is by faith that the things possible only to God become possible to man. All things are possible. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what your challenge is. I don't know what your need is. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what battle you're fighting. But you need to get this verse in your spirit tonight. And you need to anchor your faith to this verse. All things are possible to them who believe. 1 John 5:4. This is the victory that has overcome the world. Listen to me. Not is overcoming the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world. Even our faith. We don't overcome the world because of our religious activity, our religious performance. We overcome the world by faith. Oh, here's a good one. 1 Peter 5:9. But resist him. Who's it talking about? The devil. But resist him. Firm in your faith. We resist the devil by faith. It is because we are firm. What does that mean? Means we're not wavering. Means that we're not unstable. It means we are anchored to the rock. And the rock is God Himself. And because we're anchored to the rock, and because we're anchored to the Word, we resist him, the devil, and we are firm in our faith. Mark 11:23, we all know it. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it shall be granted him. By faith, we conquer all of the problems of life. There's not a person under the sound of my voice tonight that's not having some kind of challenge and not facing some kind of struggle. It may be emotional. It may be financial. It may be spiritual. I don't know what it is. It may be physical. But I want to tell you something tonight, that if you'll say to the mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and not doubt in your heart, but you'll believe that what you say is going to happen, it shall be granted him. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 1:5 tells us that it is by faith that we are made secure. Here's what it says. Who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. The other day I was meditating on this passage, this message, asking God to give me revelation on how to present this message. And I was taken to words that he said concerning the Apostle Peter. He said, Peter, you're going to be sifted as wheat. In other words, Peter, you're going to face a trial. You're going to face a difficulty. You're going to face a battle. But I'm praying for you that your faith does not fail. Now, I looked at that and I said, man, Peter could have survived the sifting of his life if his courage failed. He could have made it if his zeal failed. He could have even made it if his love failed. But he said, Peter, I'm praying that your faith does not fail. Because if your faith fails, you're going under. You can make it on all of these other things, but you can't make it without faith. So his faith was crucial. If that went, then everything was lost. Matthew 21, verse 22. Listen to me. And everything you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. In everything you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. When? When you pray, no. When you believe. When you believe. Believing, you shall receive. James 1, verse 6 and 7. But let him ask in faith, without doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man expect that he will receive anything from the Lord. So what am I trying to say tonight, church? I'm trying to say that faith is the channel through which all that God has promised becomes ours. Through faith, the blessing promised becomes the blessing possessed. I don't know. I just feel in my spirit that somebody needs this word. You're struggling. You're having so many emotional ups and downs, ups and downs. You're battling. It may be a physical problem. It may be a battle in your home with your companion or your children. But I'm here to tell you that if you'll have faith, God said He will see you through and you'll have victory, because this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. You say, Pastor, I've heard all of that. I believe all of that. But I've got a problem. I'm not sure that I understand what you're talking about when you use this word faith. I did a study on the Greek word for faith. It's also translated as belief and trust. And here's what it means. I want you to get this. It means the leaning of the entire human personality upon God, in absolute trust and confidence in His power, wisdom, and goodness. As I begin to study this word, contained in this word is the idea of intellectual conviction. You see, faith is primarily an activity of the mind and will. Most people think faith is an emotional thing, and it has emotion in it, but it's not an emotional. There's very little emotion involved in biblical faith. Biblical faith is anchored to what God is saying. Biblical faith is anchored to the promises of God and the Word of God. Just like I said at the beginning of this service tonight, I'm tired of people running their life on their emotions. If their emotions are up, they're up. If their emotions are down, they're down. Let me tell you, get your life anchored to the Word of God. Get your life anchored to the promises of God. Get your life anchored to what God's Word is saying. It doesn't matter how you feel. He deserves to be worshipped. It doesn't matter how you feel. He deserves to be praised. Being intellectually convinced and firmly persuaded, we commit ourselves totally to that which we are convinced and persuaded. And in the case of biblical faith, the basis of the conviction and commitment is God. It all starts with Him. It all comes through Him. It all goes to Him. He surrounds us. And here's a news bulletin for you. He is the center of it all. As I began to study, and I've made a life study of this word faith. There's nothing I'd rather preach on than faith. And I found as I studied this word that actually the word faith has three basic uses in the Bible. The first one is in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, where Timothy says, I have kept the faith. And then in Jude verse 3, where it says, earnestly contend for the faith. So when it's talking about faith there, it's talking about the faith, or the whole body of Christian truth, or the total revelation of God to man. That is faith. The second use of the word faith is the act of believing, the act of trusting, the act of relying upon God. This is the most common use of the word. But then there is a third use of the word faith, and it's actually translated faithfulness, the quality of trustworthiness and steadfastness. If you read 1 Timothy 1:12, Paul was placed in ministry because the Lord considered him faithful. This quality is the result of the act of faith. God is faithful and trustworthy. And we become like the God we trust. When we trust God, we become faithful and truthful and trustworthy. The Greek and Hebrew words for faith hover between two meanings: trustfulness, the frame of mind which relies upon another, and trustworthiness, the frame of mind which can be relied upon. And one quality carries the other with it, so that those who trust can also be trusted. Those who have faith in God are also steadfast and unmovable in our devotion and in our path of duty. You know what faith is? It is our amen to all that God has revealed about Himself. This book that we carry called the Bible, what is it? It's a revelation of our God, His love, His mercy. And as we look into that book and we see the magnitude of His character, the magnitude of His love, faith says, amen to all that God has revealed about Himself.
You have been listening to Enthroned Life, the pulpit ministry of Pastor Gary Smith. To receive more information about Pastor Gary or Enthroned Life Ministries, please email us at enthronedlife@yahoo.com. We appreciate you spending time with us today, and we hope you will join us again next week. Remember, when you know God, you will love Him, and when you love God, you will serve Him. Until next time.